Because those 3-day bands are like nothing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, they just get worse if you keep fucking up.
One night, me and the crew hit the road on a mission to slip free brew and go fuzzy flounder fishing. Cages on the hi-fi and the keg was bottomless until we brought Skipopotamus and Daddy gonna get some probably underage and dumb. And everybody knows that the daddy eats his young.
Hello and welcome to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. It feels really good to be with you guys. Please check our website out at ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com. Facebook, share us, rate us, 5 stars, please, at I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. And our Gmail account, please send us mail at ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com. I'm here with Geoff. Jeff?
Hello.
And our guest today, unfortunately, for whatever reason, we couldn't get Bernie Sanders in. We reached out to his people. There was no response. Maybe that's why we couldn't get him on. And we ended up getting Dan. Dano, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Trev. Thanks for having me.
Say hi to the fans.
Hello, everybody.
We know Dan from the same high school that we all went to. Probably 15 years, probably a fair guess.
Oh, I stopped counting after two.
Too long. We've known Dan for way too long, and he's agreed to come on the podcast, and we appreciate it. He is a real estate, works in real estate. He does painting. He hikes. He talks about yoga and meditation.
Sometimes.
I don't think he eat meat.
Not a whole lot.
No.
I eat whatever I want. It's usually not meat, though.
No. I had a bowl of vegetable soup tonight. It was okay. Yeah.
I don't eat a ton of vegetables. I have a really bad diet.
You might want to consider a little bit more vegetables.
You know what? This girl that I'm dating, she says that she cooks, and she says that she cooks healthy, so this might save my life.
It'll be a good turn. For one, you spend way too much money on fast food, as you mentioned.
Way too much.
I think what I pay on rent is probably your fast food budget.
It's a little bit less if I think I know what your rent is.
Slightly less? Well, I rent a farm, so I'm glad for the amount that I rent a small hobby farm.
I'm going to die.
equals what McDonald's. And they're doing well. You have paid for those guys.
It's not just McDonald's. There are so many other great places.
What's your favorite fast food?
Hands down, Triple O's. I can get me a Triple O's burger every now and then.
Yeah. I actually worked at White Spot for a little.
Well, don't tell me any of those stories.
I didn't fuck with people's food. I never was down to fucking with people's food. It turns my own stomach. I've worked with people who have done the, you know, bun on the toilet seat. That was a classic. Oh, actually, I wouldn't mind telling you... I got a good story about fucking with somebody's food.
Does it involve a G.I. Joe?
There's no G.I. Joes.
I remember a G.I. Joe story, but go ahead.
No. You're talking about when I threw Backstreet Boys was being promoted by Burger King, our proud sponsor Burger King, when they had the Backstreet Boys figurines, because Backstreet Boys were in their prime. This is 1997, I think. And Backstreet Boys is a big deal, and they had action figures. And I threw one in the fry vat. So, just to watch them burn. But that's not what I was going to talk about. So, I guess I have fucked with people's food, because that can't be good.
Is that what this podcast is? Confessions? When you had your shitty job?
And notice, I don't use my real name. So, but a guy I worked with, came through the drive-thru, and he was talking to the girl. So, it's usually a girl running the headset, running the front counter. And this guy comes up, white trash, just like, I want a chicken sandwich and I want extra fucking mayo. You guys didn't put enough fucking mayo, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, sir, just we'll put lots of mayo on. And so he took the bun and he goes, this guy's getting extra mayo.
Oh, no. I don't like where this is going.
No, he didn't jerk off into the mayo. I feel like that's where the first place everyone's going. But he did take the bun and turned it into a bowl, pressed it in.
Yeah, more mayo.
And filled it with mayo and put it on. And served it to him. And we think this is great. This is a very creative way to do what he's asked rudely, but still do our jobs. The result was, though, the guy collected his food, and he wasn't one of those people that drove away after he got his food. He parked. And we're picturing just a mayo of mess. I don't know if I added this as part of a story just to make it more interesting, or if it, I don't know if this really happened or not.
Fair enough. Full disclosure.
I think he might have came back around for another burger. I think that was his style. I think our practical joke was just right for him.
Dude, you should have put mayo on both sides of the bun.
Some people appreciate it. You know, some people are like, huh, yeah, I did ask for a lot of mayo. Or, man, somebody finally gets how much I fucking love mayo.
I wonder if he's dead now.
Or healthy as anything. Maybe mayo is the secret.
He could have, yeah.
He ran a half marathon, didn't you hear?
Mayo at every stop.
Have you ever seen those mayo eating contests?
Yes, yeah, and butter and lard absolutely. That shouldn't be allowed.
Can't watch it. I'll watch myself a hot dog eating contest, but I don't want to watch people eat mayo.
Yeah, it's pretty grotesque.
You know, the reason they do that is to throw the texture in there as an obstacle, because a lot of people, no matter what it tastes like, they just can't stomach like the texture of like chugging butter.
Yeah, a mouthful of butter?
No, sticks of it, like 36 sticks.
Most people would object to that, I would imagine.
It might be weird, but when my teeth go into it is when I'm going to start pulling back.
When have you done that?
I haven't. I would be terrible in a butter-eating contest.
That's what the show is going to turn into? A butter-eating contest?
And...
because I didn't say no.
Next segment, we are having the butter-eating contest. Joel and my dog Colby. We're going to see who can eat the most butter.
I already know the answer.
Yeah, Joel can eat some butter.
And I was going to say Joel because he'll put his mind to it.
I believe in him too.
Yeah. And your dog's not that big.
So let's check out. I got Dan to give us a list here. What do we got on here? Broken back. I can't read your writing, man.
Well, that's right. You broke your back.
Yeah, that happened.
Oh.
Yeah. What's this called again? I never want to be young again. So that's right. That falls under that category for sure.
I never want to go back to that day I broke my back.
I'll print them out for you.
But then I kind of want to hear about this one. I can't read what it's about, but it says drunk tank. You know, that one's got to be good.
Wait, is that the story we heard last week?
Could it be the same one? No. No, that was with...
Chocolate bar?
You heard the dick hanging out of the pants story last week,
yes,
I heard.
Yes, chocolate bar, dick pants.
Not the same story.
Cool.
Can confirm, not the same story.
Okay, different event in the drunk tank. So, set the scene.
So, you guys know Joel. You know Austin. We're all 18.
The listeners know Joel, but Austin was brought up in the other episode.
Okay, cool. Good dude. Been friends with these guys since forever. We're 18, up to no good. One of the guys scored a bottle of Sambuca. Somehow.
Awful.
Oh, the reason I can't drink Sambuca to this day is because of this story.
Oh.
I just don't, because I don't like Sambuca.
It's terrible.
So this story has a real legacy.
It's a bit of a story. So we're walking to the SkyTrain station because we figure it's a great idea to load up our Slurpees with Sambuca and ride the rails and get up to no good. Hopefully meet some girls. Probably not.
Always trying to meet girls.
Mm-hmm. Just remembering now, on the way there, I actually smoked my face right on this stop sign.
You walk into it, or what were you doing?
Well, no, a fast car went by, and the guys with me went, Dan. And I just kept walking, like, yeah, I heard the Ferrari, whatever it was, Corvette, can't remember.
Not a car guy, are you? Hey, that's cool. You don't have to be. I mean, I am. But, you know, I'm obviously more of a man.
How big are your hands?
I don't want to play this game.
So, anyways, yeah. Start the night off with a good shiner to the forehead.
Good kiss the sign.
Yeah. We jump on the SkyTrain. We make it a few stops, and all of a sudden, I got to take a piss. So, point at the guys. See you at the next station. I hop out, find a bush, do my thing.
Oh, you're going to catch up with the bus?
I would just hop back on the SkyTrain, go the next few stops. I think we were meeting Metrotown or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hang out and be mall rats. So, finish my piss in the bush, heading back into the SkyTrain, and see a couple of Jamaican dudes. Figured they were Jamaican. dark-skinned fellas.
Oh, easy, easy, easy. It's not that kind of podcast.
Full dreadlocks, and I think, I can buy some weed. What a great idea.
Whoa, whoa.
That's racist. So,
no, come on. Did we just torpedo
no, no, no,
it?
No, 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 no,
no.
I'm,
no, no, no,
no. No, it's just getting good.
Well, in my young 18-year-old little racist mind, I suppose, I thought it'd be a great idea, so I approached these gentlemen. Good evening. Do you wish to sell me some marijuana?
At least he didn't come up and say, like, hey, brother.
No, that's
suburban cool. White kid kind of thing to do.
So, yeah, they put their arm around my shoulder. Sure, come with us, come with us. We hop on the SkyTrain. They keep topping up my drink with a bit of something. And next thing I know, we're getting off at some stop. I'm pretty blacked out at this point.
Because you've been pre-drinking already.
Oh, we've been... That bottle of Sambuca was gone before we got on the SkyTrain.
So Dan wandered off to take a piss, got lost, got some with some Rastafarians. He's going to score some drugs.
Or any minute now. Is.
Any minute now.
So we get off the train, go down the stairs. Kind of reaches in his coat and says, I have a gun. I said, you have a what? I have a gun. Give me your wallet. You have a what? Come on, man. Your wallet. I have a gun. You have a gun. Oh, that's cool. Here's my wallet. I had a $5 bill and a bit of change in my pocket. So
have it all?
Yeah, he lifted that off me. And the next thing I know, I'm waking up in a tiled room about 10 by 10. Someone had taken my shoelaces, and I'm sitting in somebody else's urine.
They roofied you.
you blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
They were topping up your drink with shit, or they knock you out?
No violence.
Just drugs.
Just booze, I think.
Huh? So you were just hammered. They thought, we can shake this guy down.
Pretty much.
And you don't remember what happened after the mugging?
Nope.
Wow.
Just woke up in the drunk tank. Cops sent a bill for a busted cop car window.
Did they tell you what that was about?
No, I never...
That sounds like a good detail to the story.
I never got the full story.
Dan, wouldn't you pay like $1 million to see that video?
Too easy.
Yeah.
Just to
see. Yeah. Very interested what happened that night, because I woke up and something was chipped on my tooth. I figured out, what did I do there? So I asked one of the cops, hey, are my teeth okay? He's like, no. So that was a trip to the dentist. And pull out the MasterCard for that one.
I will see. Teeth are looking great.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Were you a braces kid?
Retainer.
Retainer.
Yeah.
You got straight fucking teeth, man.
Yeah, cheers. You got really waspy teeth.
I'm pretty waspy.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Good smile.
I tried to buy weed off a guy I thought was Rastafarian. That's pretty waspy.
That is a very waspy thing to do. Very, very assumptive.
I've done similar things.
Have you got
with great success?
Have you gotten? Yeah, because sometimes stereotypes are fucking real.
So far, 10 for 10.
So, have you been blackout drunk though, like that before, where you don't have recollection and you'd love to see the video of it?
No, I don't usually drink so much that I get blackout drunk. But sometimes somebody will tell me a story about myself, and I would love to have been there.
We brought a camera to a New Year's party once. It's a bad idea. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Seeing it the morning after, not so.
Yeah, it seems so funny at the time, but.
But it's so awkward and annoying.
I've been blackout drunk. The older I get, the easier I get blackout drunk. Because I used to have a weak stomach, so I drank aggressively. I'd do shots, but I'd throw up. But I wouldn't stop partying. I'd just keep drinking.
It's kind of a blessing in disguise. Knowing what I know now?
As I get older, I don't throw up as much. I'm getting a stronger stomach, and I drink whiskey, I drink beer. I'm not a... You've seen me. I'm not a wimp about drinking.
Sometimes I'm both at the same time.
I shot a beer. Sounds like a good idea right now, actually. But, you know what? We should have whiskey at the table. The few times as I get older, I get blackout drunk, and one time I was at Dropkick Murphys concert, and I've been looking forward to this concert. Like, I bought the tickets... opening 3 months in advance. Like I bought a kilt I wore a black fucking kilt. It was the most un-Irish thing I've ever done. It was a black kilt, so no tartan. It has chains on it and pockets, and it came from like Turkmenistan. It was the most un-Irish thing I've ever done. But we get to this concert, and I get hammered. The opening act, Blood and Whiskey, I think they were called, or something like that. They were awesome. And I'm drinking beer, but I'm also taking beer for the sake of the conversation. For the sake of the podcast, I took some beer. And I drank heavily. And there's a point right after they play their first song or two that I black out until their last song, Kiss Me, I'm Shit-Faced, comes to the end. So I know, and I don't know what happened, but I hear stories and I hear people telling me things, and I'm like, I never had that much when I was younger. And you told me one time, you when you were younger, you thought the point was to drink until you forget everything that's going on.
I thought that until 3 weeks ago.
Jesse, who he gets blackout drunk and he becomes a different fucking person.
I've heard.
Oh, you've never seen him?
No.
Never seen Blackout Jesse?
No, I've heard the legend.
He is terribly aggressive.
I wouldn't want to meet and him in a dark alley.
Too. When he talks to him, if you
can
picture
that.
Are
you going to have him on a guest? Probably not anymore.
I want Blackout Jesse as a guest. Oh, how do we figure that out? His birthday's coming. That'll be a birthday episode for Jesse.
You know what? If we can raise $100, we'll get Blackout Jesse on. How about that?
Please go to the I Never Want to Be Young Again website and hit donate. Once we hit $100, you will meet Blackout Jesse.
It's going to take that much beer just to get him there.
So. The nicest, most timid guy who used to, once a year, get drunk enough to fight a cop.
If the cop was a grizzly bear.
Moving on. We got 20 minutes, so we got 40 minutes to go. Jeff. Any news?
I'll tell you current events-wise, or at least this is news to me, and that's kind of news. So there was a Netflix documentary about the guy, and apparently there was a guy, who wrote the Anarchist Cookbook. Now, I don't know anything about this, except it was roughly a guide for how to make bombs. Apparently it was so much more than that.
I'm sure it was lots of other things.
Because apparently what he did was he just took like pages and pages from army field manuals, mm-hmm, and compiled them. And then he threw some of his own anarchist philosophies in there. But the guy was 20 when he wrote that, or when it was published. And the whole documentary, and it's not bad, I'm not saying that. The whole documentary is him saying, I was an angry teenager. Mm-hmm. I don't mean it anymore. And, you know, him saying he's not
now,
behind
now
the book.
Now he just makes regular cookbooks?
No, he's a teacher.
Oh, he should make cookbooks.
But,
that would be hilarious.
You know, like I...
Wait,
I
how old was the author of the Anarchist Cookbook?
He was 20 when that was published.
Yeah. I wouldn't
he was
want
an
anything
angry
published
teenager.
When I was 20.
No. And... You know, that's what he says. He's just like, I was an angry 20-year-old, okay?
Yeah.
I just wanted to give the world the tools to blow itself up.
Yes. But, you know, like, the interviewer or whatever, they kept trying to, like, ask him about, like, Columbine or the Unabomber or blah, 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 or any of the other, like, shooting sprees. Oh, that movie theater guy with the orange hair?
Mm.
You know, like, any of that. Like, any of the times there's been some situation and they've had his book, he doesn't want to talk about that.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
He's not in jail or nothing?
No.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's got the most famous...
Didn't make shit for money off it. He doesn't get the money from it.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't own the rights to the book he wrote?
That's right.
And it's already out there. What are you going to do?
Right.
So there was no other...
They sell it on Amazon now.
There was... Do
I
they
swear
really?
To God. Yeah, it's so corporate that now that he doesn't have the copyright, they sell it on Amazon.
I want to get him as a sponsor. Hey, if you have anything to do with the Anarchist Cookbook labeling, publishing company, I guess, we would love to sponsor. We would love to plug the shit out of that. So
don't send us mail, though.
You can contact us at electricmail at some non-virus. You know what? Send it to the ineverwantabeyoungagain@gmail.com. I shouldn't add the .com at the end of that, should I?
Is it a .com or is it a .ca?
It's a .com.
Well, then, yeah, you got to say that.
Okay.
Otherwise, people are going to think it's .biz or .org.
That's what they're going to go to?
.org.
You know, when I was picking the website name, what was the options? I think .org. No, ..
You can have .xxx now. Yeah, they...
But I think that'll confuse the listeners. They're going to think something else is going on.
I think there's .porn.
I think there is, too.
There's, yeah, they
introduced... I think there's .xxx and .porn and .... A bunch of stuff.
There's for sure .sex. Not that I... asking for a friend.
Why were you late, huh?
Don't worry about it.
So I got some. Did you see the baby chicks?
I saw them. They're adorable.
For the podcast listeners who don't know this, I live in a converted barn that I rent, and we have a little bit of farmland. And me and my wife, we have some animals. So we got some baby chicks, and they're adorable. And the girls will give me eggs, and some of them will be green and blue and white. I'm pretty excited to see what I get. The boys.
Pretty excited about your eggs, Trevor. I got a story about how we got an innocent man arrested.
Oh.
Are you sure you want to tell that story?
No, I want to hear about your blue and green eggs.
Well, I was just going to say I'm going to have to eat the males. Like, I'm going to have to learn how to clean a bird to eat it.
That's disgusting.
And my son is going to have to be okay with that, who loves these fucking baby chicks.
So, hold on. So, right now, it's between hearing about some ducks, talking about my haircut, and you getting a guy arrested?
Not charged, just arrested.
Let's hear this.
I'm sure he's fine. So, okay. We're traveling. We're in Munich, Germany. About 18, 19 years old.
You're in Munich, Germany?
We're in Munich, Germany. Right after high school grad, we got on a plane.
Oh, fuck yeah. That sounds like a good time.
Five of us got out of here. 19?
Who's the other five? Do I know them?
Yeah, you do.
I bet I know all of them.
Austin, Pete, Matt, Mike, me.
Hey, party of five.
Yeah, it was a blast. Narrowly escaped in Munich, though, because it was supposed to be us in the back of that cop car. Anyways.
Oh, so you're... Okay.
We're in
That's
Munich.
Right. This is about somebody getting arrested, an innocent man.
I'm sure he's fine.
He doesn't listen to this podcast, that's for sure.
The Hofbrau House in Munich, they call it, where you buy liter jugs of beer for, well, it was €6 in those days.
Go Germany.
Yeah, they do it right. They do it right. It's a fun town. And, you know, we're sitting at our big wooden table, drinking our beer, having a great time. We leave the premises, see what else we can get into. And one of our compatriots, I'm not going to say who, but it was one of our group, decides to boot the side mirror off of a Mercedes. It goes about 20 feet up into the air and crashes down on the hood. Well, naturally, we all just book it.
So one, you're walking down the street, drinking your liters of beer.
It just seemed like a great idea. It
just
actually wasn't drop me,
kicked it.
But I'm not going to drop. I'm not going to put the guy in the
Okay,
bus.
But real quick, no. Who was it?
But you don't have to say because I already know it's one of two people.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? After the episode, I'm going to ask. I think I know who it is.
All right.
Yeah, me and Jeff are thinking the same person, so we're probably right.
You're both wrong.
Oh, wow.
You're both wrong. But I'm not going to throw him or her under the bus.
Or
undefined, whatever, no.
But his name might have been Dan.
It wasn't me.
So, after you kicked the mirror, what happened?
Wasn't me. The mirror flew up 20 feet and crashed back down on the hood, left a nice dent.
That's a good kick, Dan.
It wasn't my kid. So we book it. We only make it a block or two before a cop car catches up with us, and out they come.
I'm more afraid of German police than I am Canadian police.
Are you kidding me? Have you heard the sirens? No.
It's the...
They're so annoying. That's the gayest shit.
After this, I want to hear about when you were chased from the cops in Germany.
Indeed. Dan?
So they take our passports and they tell us not to go anywhere and then speed off again. We think we're fucked, right? No one's going to rat on anyone. We know who did it, but we're all going to go down as a group. We wait there maybe 10, maybe 15 minutes. The cop pulls back up with some poor chap in the back, gives us our passports and an apology, says, have a good night.
Oh, wow. That was a turn of events you didn't see coming.
And you didn't even have to lie. Like, you didn't have to point to a stranger.
They didn't question us. They didn't really do anything.
But there was another guy in the car. Do you know that they had somebody else pinned for the
Well, they were looking for the guy that did it, and we denied it, and then they picked him up.
Some Jamaican guys? There was some Jamaican guys. They jumped me, and then they kicked this mirror.
Karma's real, man. Karma's real.
I mean, they're probably drug dealers. You know what Jamaicans are. But that's... That's
I'm sure
good.
He had a good lawyer. He's probably doing well, driving on the Autobahn.
You know, what would have been a good way to handle it is if you guys got a Like, if you got arrested and you got brought downtown or whatever their version of downtown is, and they found somebody who spoke English, they probably all speak fucking English. Everybody speaks English. And you just said that the way you guys went about it, just all claim responsibility. Yeah, it was me. Get everybody to say it was them. I think that's the funnest way to do it.
I don't think that works.
Yeah, they'll just charge everybody. All right, they did it. Five people broke one mirror on this car.
Yeah, I'm never traveling with you and getting up to no good.
No, if I do say, let's just all claim for it, and then they won't know what to do, chances are I'm telling them I didn't do it. So they're going to suspect it's everyone but me.
That's always been my theory with vandalism.
And to be honest, you're the most, you and the other guy are the most likely to do it, so probably wouldn't be me. Hey, Jeff. Can you tell me about your haircut? That's a nice haircut.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah?
I know it's basically the same haircut I've been getting for about 10 years, but you know, recently I think I realized why I go to the same barber and try to get my hair cut by the same person.
You don't use that vacuum attachment that just buzzes your head?
I do not. But and I found this out a few years ago. I go to a chain of like the kind of place you take your kid to get his hair cut because it doesn't matter. It's not stylish. It's not trendy.
Magic cuts, super cuts, something
just,
cuts.
Just, hey, no sponsors here. So anyway, one of these like really corporate, really big names, and it's just nothing. I just get my hair cut. It's easy. But you know why I go?
Oh, I think I do.
Because the lady that cuts my hair is mute and deaf.
Get out of here.
And
really?
It's great. I just sit there in silence and stare
at
myself.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Are you just both not talking to each other?
No,
they're just equal. They're both equal. She thinks he's mute and deaf too.
She's like, I got this client. He comes in.
She has one of those little whiteboards, you know, where they're like, but you might
still
think.
Still, it could be a show.
Sure, it could be an elaborate ruse she started several years ago. When you think like, oh, you know, how do you communicate what your hair, like how you want to look or blah, blah, blah.
You just wrote down shitty on the whiteboard?
No. You know what?
Fuck my shit up.
No. I just honestly don't tell her and she just cuts my hair and I don't complain because it was worth it.
Because of small talk.
Yeah.
See, you don't strike me as the kind of guy that gets caught up on the haircut and the end result.
No, I don't give a shit.
You need... Well, you're busy enough. I'm not going to plug in. I was just going to plug in.
Joel's guy.
Was it Raph?
My guy. Yeah, it was. Yeah, he's Raph? He Wait, seems busy enough.
What about, you know what?
What about Joel's garage?
No,
guy?
No. Plug him. He's good.
He's great. Raph will give you the best fade.
And where would I find Raph if I was looking for a haircut?
Right on the one way, next to maybe the shittiest place.
So for people who aren't paying attention, that's Langley, BC, in the Fraser Highway. There's a one way in downtown Langley, and you will see Raph's. Is it called Raph's?
Raph's cuts.
I'm sure you can see it from McBurney's.
Hit him up. He's a good man, and he's never once told me what he charges. I just got to guess.
Oh, really?
I like that.
I've done that, yeah. Huh. I've done that mystery thing. There used to be a cafe down
McBurney's, in... yeah.
No, there used to be a cafe that was by donation. They didn't even have prices on things.
How long did that last?
About a month.
How long were you there? A month straight?
No. I was.
I didn't buy groceries for a month.
No, I really don't think they're there very long.
That's because it's a poor business plan.
But no, because the guilt. You know, people are going to go in there, are going to be like, what do I pay for this scone and this coffee? $20.
I pay $5. Maybe 10 for a scone?
No, what I'm just saying.
I don't even eat scones, so.
Fuck, scones are dry.
You know, I see a guy for my hair, an Iranian guy, because in my line of work, the image is important. I wear the dressing.
Oh, he looks
clothes.
Sharp. For anybody that can't see him right now, he looks sharp.
Right now, sharp. I'm wearing a T-shirt that says Drunky McDrunkerson on it, and it has a shamrock on it, and a golfing cap, and. You know, I look like a normal dude, but when I'm on work, I'm on point, I'm on fleek, as the kids would say, because that's my fucking job. So I do see a special guy for my hair, and I do have a very fucking, somebody called it a Nazi haircut, and I don't disagree. Huh. It's good. It's typical
it's
white guy
haircut.
It's
not their haircuts the world had a problem with.
But the guy who cuts my hair, who I like, he's this Iranian dude. The best haircuts I've gotten have been from my Iranian dude, and I know that makes me a racist for saying that, but the Iranians cut good hair. Anyways, this guy does, and his shop is called Jack the Clipper.
Oh, very
nice.
And it's in Fort Langley. It's right by the Fort Pub. I don't even know the guy's name.
How's he for his small talk? You like that kind of thing.
I do. I do love small talk. See, I would still talk to the deaf mute just to hear my... That's why I started a podcast. This guy is good. He's kind of a character. And I originally started going there because, for the listeners who don't know, I have a magnificent beard. And when I walked by his haircutting salon, I won't call it a salon, a barbershop, he had a white guy who was cutting hair who had this like big beard. And I'm like, because when I get women to cut my beard, I never like it. Because they don't have beards, right? You have hair. I've never met a woman who can trim a beard correctly.
Do you go to Joel's guy too?
No, haven't been once. But I pretty much do it myself. I would like a professional touch.
Do you blow dry your beard?
No, but I blow dry my hair.
No, blow dry your beard, brother. That's a good thing to do. I read it on an internet.
I did it one time and my beard was enormous. Like, I waxed it. I got to put some shit in this just to get it under.
Yeah. Son, you got to comb it while you blow dry.
You know what? You've only got a little stubble. Don't tell me about beards. I'm looking you right in the chin here. I haven't seen my chin in like 10 years. My wife has only seen my chin once, and our son was like 3 months old, and I shaved my beard, and she looks at me, she goes, "Fuck, you have a butt chin." And I'm like, "No, I have a cleft chin. Like Superman, it's manly. I have a manly chin." She goes, "You got a fucking..." And then she looks panicking. She looks at her son, our adorable redheaded son, and she goes, "Is he going to have a butt chin?" In a panic. And I'm like...
He's going to have a cleft chin.
He might look like... I hope he looks like me. Anyway, so she's only seen that once. I grew back the beard. We agreed that I'll just keep the beard. This was relevant to something. What was I talking about?
Plugging your beard sponsor?
No, women don't cut my beard. Blow dry the beard.
Guy who cuts your hair. Guy who cuts my hair. I don't know.
You know what? I like him. He's got the small talk. He does a good job. And moving on. Got lost in a ramble there. Do you got anything else on your list here you want to share?
I got a couple things. One says high school hacking. One says broken back. One says girlfriend parasail. These are the extensive notes that I made before the
show. You know what? let's bring the show down, because broken back doesn't sound like a funny story.
It's kind of funny.
I kind of make fun of you a little, but that's all right. I did know you broke your back because that's how you got your weed card.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But you can get that for nightmares or whatever.
I don't even have one, and I just buy from this dispensary. Yeah. Like, you don't even need it.
I mean, it's going to be legal, like, pretty much tomorrow. So.
New dispensary in my neighborhood.
Big sponsor?
The sponsor, Medibuds? I don't know. You know what? I'm actually not a member yet. They gave me a guest pass because I had a card for another dispensary. But they want to see some fucking proof. They want to see a prescription, so I've got to go to my doctor and get some prescription for something. I'm thinking about just telling them the truth. Like, listen, could you just write me a prescription for antidepressants so I can go get some weed? I'm not depressed. I'm actually very happy.
The truth will set you free.
You know what? Me and my doctor have got a good back and forth. I'm sure he'll do it.
Yeah?
He'll just be like, yeah, because I've tested. He'll just be like, okay, I'll write you a prescription of this.
Yeah.
I'll buy them, and then I'll give them to Jeff. I don't know what I'll do with them. Joke there. But...
You want to hear the snowboarding thing? That's how I broke my back. Snowboarding. Okay. Yeah, I'm not in a wheelchair or anything. I'm actually totally fine.
You have great posture.
Well, thank you very much. But it did happen snowboarding in 2007. Went up to one of the local mountains here and decided to test out my backflip.
So are you at this point a strong snowboarder?
I would not go that far. No, I would say actually weak.
but here you are giving your backflip a go.
Well, you know, it wasn't intentional. I just kind of let the universe take the wheel on that one, and it spun me up around. And
so you went at a jump like aggressively, and it just...
You know, man, two pitchers of beer, and you've been riding in waist-deep powder all day.
Fuck you and Joel, drinking when you snowboard. I like to drink. I like to smoke.
That's
like
what Fireball was made for, man.
I like to smoke beer when I'm,
Do some beer.
Do some beer. You know, I should just say smoking weed, but smoking beer sounds funny for the sake of the podcast. When I'll get high when it, but drinking, fuck.
It's great.
Yeah, how's your broken back?
Yeah, no, I do not endorse the consumption of alcohol in any kind of sport. Am I covered? Am I good?
Yeah, yeah, you're good.
Anyways,
you're good,
a couple like a couple of beers or a couple of shots of Fireball, and you feel like you're on fire. You're great. You carve. You carve all the way down. It's a lot of fun. Saw a couple of jumps. I could take the small one. I could take the big one. I chose to take the big one. Didn't go so well. Kind of landed on the spot where they flattened it down from all the people landing their jumps that actually knew what they were doing.
Yeah. So you went straight to flat bottom.
Pretty much.
You didn't hit the transition of it. It wasn't smooth. It was just plop.
It was instantly upside down.
Ah.
Instantly.
Yeah.
And then I kind of came down on my neck, which wasn't cool. Yeah. But you know what? The mountain there, I don't know if I should name them, but they were awesome, you know? Got me out of there on the spine board.
Okay. Name the mountain. What's?
I think it was Cypress.
Cypress Mountain.
Yeah, it was Cypress, and they were awesome. They got me out of there on the spine board. And
it's not their fault you were drinking Fireball and doing backflips.
Well, whose fault is it then?
Obama.
Fire. I was gonna say Fireball.
Yeah, no, there was no Fireball that night. No, you know, it's my own decisions, and I stand by that, and it was a good time. I just zigged when I should have zagged. So
when you broke your back, were you...
It sounded like if you've ever cracked a fishbone before you throw it in the trash or whatever.
Wait, you heard it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And could you... So you were just laying there?
Well, I was laying there, and my board was rotated, like my legs were crossed, so... It was uncomfortable. I had to go and uncross them. And when I tried to do that, pins and needles just shot down my legs. And I thought, oh, okay.
That's a scary idea.
You know, I thought I'd slipped a disc or whatever.
So you're twisted out. And I've been in that position where you've landed and your legs are twisted on the snowboard because you're steady mounted and your body's the other way.
You got it.
And you can't get out of that position. Like when you move, you feel...
Well, I
does it feel like when your legs move. Asleep?
Yeah, when I tried to use my legs, they just went asleep.
So who was the tingly. First person to be notified of your situation? Like, was one of your
the
friends?
Mountain?
Like no, Joel heard my scream,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, so Joel heard you and he was behind you?
Well, he was laughing because it looked so funny. Okay. There was no point where I wasn't upside down. I just poof, came over this jump and was instantly upside down. There was nothing else like
so
it.
So then you were probably twisted up like this with your pins and needles for probably like 5 minutes before somebody on a snowmobile.
You know, the details are fuzzy on that one. It might have been my buddy Joel. It might have been the crew. Somebody righted my snowboard.
Did you ride the sled down?
Yeah, they towed me down on the snowmobile.
That sounds like a rough ride.
No, man, it was peaceful. I just watched the snow come down. The
so
night was
you're shocked. Not in a lot of pain, it sounds
like. No, he's
like.
In shock.
Yes.
Maybe it's shock. I don't know. I remember I couldn't breathe deep. I'm just breathing real shallow.
I guess I take back what I say about, you know, your manliness.
I've fallen off some things in my time.
So you rode down, they take you to, what's the nearest hospital there? Yes, Vancouver.
Yeah, well, they took me to their little cabin
this
first,
E-center.
Where they kind of, I went to Lionsgate first, had the x-rays, and then, yeah, sure enough, it was broken. The nerve, the spinal cord was still intact. That's why I'm still walking. But they moved me to VGH, where they were even more fantastic. Great surgeon by the name of Dr., I think it was Marcel Dvorak. But he took out a rib, ground it up, and used it to repair my spine.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a thing?
Apparently it's a thing.
They took a rib, like a whole rib or just a piece of one?
Pretty well the whole. I can feel kind of the nub right there.
No okay, is it gay if I like check this out?
It's a little gay.
Hold on. Wait,
I'm okay with that.
Did your rib break and this is just a piece of broken rib? Or did they take a good rib and just cut it off?
No, it was a perfectly fine rib.
It was perfectly good.
I used it every day.
So it wasn't even like a spare.
You healed back pretty good. You can't even find it.
You can't even find it right now.
That's so cool. Wow, that's really neat. Oh.
Because it's like way back here.
Oh, shit.
Dude, he's got a fucking hole in his rib cage.
Yeah. Well,
that's like a spare rib.
Sounds delicious.
Hey, yo.
Making me hungry.
So, yeah, they have like a titanium mesh that they put around the spinal cord, and then they fill it in with all the rib and throw a couple screws through there.
Fuck.
Sounds easy. I built a deck. I could probably do it.
You know... my younger brother, snowboarding as well, he was grinding a rail. He fell and did kind of a somersault. He didn't land on his back. He landed on his kind of like shoulder. He said he's fallen like this 100 times. And he broke his back down a big white, and he went to the Kelowna Hospital. And me and the family went down to visit him. He was really surprised we made the trip. He's like, it's not a big deal. I'm like, you broke your back? And it's an attribute to what we do in medical science. You're walking around. He's walking around.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah. Both in better shape than I'm in. And you've broken your back. He was, and he's very determined. He said a year later, we were snowboarding less than a year later together. I couldn't believe it. Went from using a walker, and he cracked some discs. So he grinded, he landed on his shoulder, and it wasn't landing on his back that broke it. It was bending his back in a way that didn't, in like a 90-degree angle. Mm-hmm. He said he landed under, if I ever have him on the show, he might tell the story, but he said he landed under a chairlift, and that's where the park was. He was looking up at the, and he couldn't yell. He's like, I immediately felt cold. And I guess all the blood kind of goes center that's when you shock. Do something. That yeah, that's shock. He said, it went cold. He's looking at, and he's trying to yell for help. So he's like, help, like a pussy. And he's the people in the chairlift going over saw him land and were like spitting on him. And he couldn't do it. They were making fun of him and spitting on him when that's he was laying blooded. There.
Wow, classy, Kelowna.
And then after a while of people riding this up and him not moving, he's like, I can't do anything. I can't yell. I'm just laying there waiting for help. Someone to notice that I'm not moving. They come and get him. They take him to the hospital. His fucking, the guy, when we came to visit him, I was talking to the guy he was sharing a room with. And this was a good old boy. This is a, you know, heavier set, white dude, patchy beard. He drove his truck off of one of the fucking windy roads out there. Probably drunk, but he didn't admit that to me. I just feel like that's a
that's kind of racist, too. White people drink? What's up with that?
No, white trash people, yeah, they're fucking drunks.
That's classist.
Hey, I have a white friend. It's not racist if I have a white friend. And he actually broken leg, and I think he broke his femur and something else. He was in messed up, and his face was kind of messed up. He climbed like a kilometer and a half to the road. It was one of those things where it was downhill. So he drove, and it took him a while. He went off the road, uncontrolled descent, off, and he climbed up the hill and onto the road. And I thought that was pretty badass.
That is badass. Was he Batman?
No, he was a bit of a fat ass. And that was the impressive part, was that he dragged his fat ass. Even healthy must have been hard to drive. Just walking around for that guy.
Can't believe he got in the truck. Huh.
So, you know what?
I don't write so neat. Dan, I'm dying to ask, what happened to your snowboard? Did they just take it off, put you on a backboard, or
somebody took it off? The only thing I lost that day was
they cut it open.
A shirt I was wearing. They cut it off.
But they brought your board with you, and I'm dying to know how that works.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Joel took it home with him. It was the two of us boarding up there.
They would have unstrapped you right on the mountain to get you secured in the thing.
So I'm thinking in all that hustle and bustle to get you on the backboard and with the neck brace and shit.
Yeah.
You
know what lesson that taught me though? That moment I realized that even when you're in a tremendous amount of pain, the body will compensate. It wasn't unpleasant. It was intense, but it.
You get any pains now?
I slightly ache all the time, but it's not a big deal.
I hurt all the time, but it's not a big deal. You know what? You got such a relaxed attitude about stuff.
Is good, man.
Do you have bad days and good days? Does it rain? Is it anything like that?
Not really. No, it's just always kind of there. I can kind of feel it.
You know, it's not 100%, but considering you broke your back, you're doing okay.
I'm in better shape than I was when I broke my back, you know? It kind of made me be a little more proactive with these things. I started doing a bit of the yoga and taking care of myself a little bit better because I had no choice.
You know what? I've got a couple of injuries from a car accident, and they're not major. They're minor, but they make you really self-aware. And I notice when my activity level drops is when I hurt. And when I'm active and I keep going, if I'm not careful, I can hurt. But keeping moving is a big part of it.
You gotta keep moving, yeah.
So, you know, I hope it doesn't, but it's kind of one of those things that'll probably catch up with you later, right? It as we start falling apart in our fucking golden years. I mean, you won't make it that far, but I'm saying the rest of us will probably feel these little stupid things we did when we were younger.
I'm thinking I'm feeling pretty good, actually, for, you know, the age I am, but...
You're like 42, 43?
Something like that, 804 or 6.
You're my age, right? Because we graduated in the same class, so that joke doesn't fly.
But yeah, I think it's the row of empty beers here. That's probably my health plan.
For those of us who can't see, every time I do this podcast, I drink Tall Boys. And the Steamworks Mix Pack... sponsor of the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. I've kind of been leaning on these a lot lately because they're good mixed pack. They got the pills and whatever, but they're Tall Boys.
They're good. I just got a shout out to Twin Sales, and they're barely street legal or street legal, something like that. It's fantastic.
You know what?
It's an IPA is to die for.
When Joel was here, we were drinking Twin Sales. He plugged them on the podcast. So Twin Sales, send us some swag. We'll take money, but if you want to send me like a t-shirt or hat, I'll take it. We just
promoted you. If you plug those guys already, I'll go ahead and plug Yellow Dog because they're my second.
Yellow Dog's awesome. Moody Ales, that whole row and fucking...
Yeah.
Of the microbreweries down in...
Can you get a DUI on a bicycle? I've never been clear on that.
I'm sure you can.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know what? I got a story about going to that run. Me, my brother, and my cousins, the Prairie Allens. For those of you listening outside of Canada, the Prairies are... Alberta, Saskatchewan, and...
Manitoba.
They're flat, and nobody visits there because there's nothing going on.
Like North Dakota, but Canada.
But Alberta's a little bit more exciting because it's kind of hanging on to BC because that's the best place to live in fucking Canada. Or Newfoundland. I don't know. I haven't been to Newfoundland yet. So they're down. We're doing a row, and I didn't have much. I had a pint at one bar, and then we went to two others, and I had half pints. So... In all, in a four-hour period, I had 2 pints of beer, but the alcohol laws for driving are so extreme, and I drive a company vehicle. So I sell cars. I work at a dealership. And
does it have cruise control? Because you could just tape your hand to the wheel and...
Dude, some of our fucking new cars have lane assist. Wow. You could let go of the wheel, and it'll keep you between the lines. Like, they're built for drunk drivers.
You might as well just have a cooler for your keg in the middle.
And not that we support drunk driving, but I've drunk driven these cars, and have been great. I've made it okay. Anyways, I'm...
Don't do it.
I'm 2 pints deep in 4 hours. I probably would blow under. Maybe I would blow 5. I think it's like 5% they can give you fuck. Like 0.5 or 0.05. 0.05 or 0.08 would be... 0.08. I don't know what the line is. You know what? I'm really fucking careful. So, and I had 2 beers and I'm feeling a little freaked out because Joel actually came that night, caught up with us, didn't have a beer. He wasn't drinking that month. And he left and warned me about a roadblock down the road. So my brother's like, well, I'm going to drive this way. I've only been drinking 2-ounce samplers, which is a great idea. You can taste all the beer. But at the end of the night, you've barely had a pint. There's, you know, perfect.
You can go through 4 of those flights of samplers, you know, pretty quick.
He was getting like 1 or 2 per brewery that we're going to. He probably had 10 ounces of beer that night. And even if they're stronger beer, you're good. You're safe to blow and do whatever. And that's...
You want to blow and do whatever?
This is my brother. He didn't blow me, but with the road check. So he drives down, and I'm driving I won't say what car I'm driving because I don't want to say which brand of work, but I'm driving a sports car. A convertible 2-door. This is a 40-something thousand-dollar car that I don't own, which is the biggest privilege of my job is I drive nice cars I don't fucking be able to afford. But it's a bit of a heat score car. I'm sitting in there in front of one of the breweries, and there's across the street, there's some parking lots. It's like a park or something. A lot of people who join those breweries go there. So I know that there's a roadblock down one road. Todd's going to ride down the other road to see if there's any roadblocks. And I'm just sitting there playing with my phone, and the car running, and like 3 police cars go into the parking lot across the street. And I realize my lights are fucking bright as shit. All of a sudden, I turn off the car. I get out, I lock the door, I walk away. And I'm a little bit overzealous. Like, if Uber was here, I'd fucking Uber everywhere.
It will soon, I'm sure.
But how much would a taxi from my house to fucking Joel's house be? $80? $90? $70? I don't know if I'm exaggerating. I don't think...
60, 70 would be my guess.
60, 70? Yeah. Okay. Either way, that's a lot for Tuesday night. You know, and I've had 2 beers. So
a penny earned is a penny saved, but a stolen case of beer will get you way more drunk.
And a DUI will not only lose my license, I'll lose my fucking job.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, no, I need that for now until I'm independently wealthy. And yeah, so that was the my experience with the Rose. But when we went there, very good breweries, every one of them.
I agree. I was impressed that Yellow Dog actually had a Yellow Dog in it.
I never met this Yellow Dog.
Yeah, it was a gold or a lab retriever, one of those.
Oh fuck, that's when I went there, there was no dogs. They had a local made salami that was very good.
I like how they have the food trucks outside. A lot of them are pretty good. I don't know if you guys have food truck experience, but I'm always on the lookout for another good food truck.
No, not much food truck experience at all. And
they don't do that in Langley, do they?
I went to a food truck thing, or no, I went to a weird concert in Stanley Park one time, and they had, I think, 14 food trucks, and I went to 12 of them because two of them were vegan, and yeah, I could food truck all day, like, because you think like 12 different things. It's not 12 place with burgers. It's like there's a
burrito, there's a
like a burrito place, there's like elephant
butter
ears,
chicken.
There's so many different things. And
then somebody trying to be cool, and they're like, our hot dogs are made of rabbit meat.
Yeah, that's nice and everything, but there's already 12 other... Yeah, I could do it all day.
Do you guys like Portland?
Yes.
Fucking love Portland.
I love Portland
Shout
so
out to Portland.
Much.
Yeah, it's a, woo!
So
and
much.
I love Vancouver, but
what's my
Portland,
hat say?
We need to build a high-speed rail.
Oh, Jeff's representing the Portland...
I'm wearing my Portland hat right now. Trailblazers.
Wow. Trailblazers,
proud,
what
proud
up?
Proud sponsors, City of Portland.
Yeah, I understand. They're
never
quite
know.
A good basketball team. But yeah, I've been around their like sort of club area with the food trucks, and that's really welcome at 2 a.m.
I love that in like nice restaurants, people have hand tattoos and septum piercings.
Totally,
like everything is fucking cool. They don't care.
Yeah, they're aggressive about how alternative they are, and I appreciate that.
Yeah,
don't fuck around.
Yeah, I take out my fucking earrings for work.
Yeah,
I have to play that part, and if I worked in Portland, you know what? I'd probably play the same part because I'm a different guy on the floor when I'm selling cars, because that's what I do.
You'd probably get pressured into getting a neck tattoo.
Would you do that?
I would look awesome with a neck tattoo.
What about your boss if he won the lottery? Would he get a neck tattoo?
No, he got a tattoo on his arm just recently, and it's so hipster. It's like an X, and it says his... he probably listens to this, too. Hey, Pat. He's got an X on his arm, and it's kind of a cross. It looks good. It's got his kid's first initials, mm-hmm. and then like 01 and...
All right, cool.
But since he got it done, that same X symbol with like letters has come up on so many t-shirts, and I keep sending them to him.
How many kids has he had?
Too many. Here's an interesting story. I don't know if I should let him tell that for the podcast either.
Is he going to come on? He should.
I talked to him about it today. He said he would come on. He's
good man.
I've known him for about 7 years. He's got some interesting stories. I don't know if he'll tell the good ones. All my guests are just—they're only going to give their first name. Nobody's going to give a last name because you don't want to—you don't want to fess up some
you,
shit
you don't
that you
connect the dots.
Speaking of which, let's get one more story out before we finish up this episode here. Vandalism.
Okay.
Vandalism is a. What's it say?
That was the category.
I don't know what that
I
says.
I wrote by it, but you've heard that one. That was the kicking in the mirror. Okay. I'll tell you this one. It's not even a story. It's just kind of a thing that happened down in Mexico.
That's what stories are, really.
Oh. Yeah, I guess so. Down in Mexico, the girl I was seeing at the time, we decided to take one of these parasail rides.
Nice.
And that's behind a boat with the sail.
Yeah. Well, you're basically hanging in a seat from a parachute behind a boat. What a great thing to do. So you know, give the man his $30 or whatever, and.
That's cheap.
Strap on.
Oh yeah, $30 to some
that's a good
guy
deal.
Who barely speaks English. I've seen Mexico's safety regulations for myself.
The takeaway of the story is don't barter so low with your parasail guy that he doesn't give a shit.
Oh.
So fucking gringo.
He gives us this thing. We kind of strap it in. I figure we got it all hooked up, and then out the boat goes, and we go up, you know, however, you know, 100, 150 feet or something, and it's beautiful, and then all of a sudden my girlfriend, who's kind of in the little seat in front of me, just like slips right out of her harness.
Ooh.
And I managed to grab her at the last second.
Oh.
And she's got her hands up like this because my arms are, you know, where her armpits are, holding on for dear life.
Shit. So she fell out of the harness. And now how high, okay.
150 feet.
150? 200? 6,000? I don't know.
I was going to say, you're the worst person to ask because from where you are, it could be 6,000 fucking feet. It's like a plane to you, but.
You guys have seen him behind the boats. It's 100 feet or something.
You know what? I've been on cliffs that are like 20 and 30 meters high, mm-hmm. and that's fucking high.
I had her, though. She was okay. But I had her in this big bear hug. And
yeah, but you're not enjoying the whole experience.
Not anymore.
That you must have been on your game, because I can picture you being in Mexico and never being sober.
That's usually the case, but this was in the morning, so I was.
So you only had
sober.
A light buzz, enough to have that response time.
Yeah, just to get me in the zone.
Oh, you must have got the good sex that night.
I got the good sex.
You
every
saved
night with
her
that
fucking
girl.
Life.
That was one of the crazy ones that.
That would have been a fatal fall for sure.
I think so.
Or she would have broken.
I think so.
No, the terminal velocity, you got to be dropping for something.
No. You can fall.
Fact check. Interns, can you check to see where terminal velocity is when you're falling?
How high is the Lionsgate Bridge? People are always jumping off that.
Okay, so.
Don't jump off the Lionsgate Bridge.
I think you'll die, yeah.
Young Jamie, if you're not too busy.
That's probably trademark, bro.
Oh, bro.
You know what, Joe Rogan? I'll go in the ring with you if you've got problems with me screaming out to young Jamie. You look scared for me. I don't want to call it a man of respect so emphatically.
Anyways, well, end that story. She was okay. I just want to. It's not like.
So how did he drop you down? You're holding him down. So did the guy notice, or he's just driving the boat around like?
He didn't seem to notice. She didn't notice.
Oh.
I just saw the seat kind of come up from under her and up her back, and she started to slip.
So there's not just a harness, because to me it looks like you guys are hanging from your armpits anyways.
That's the plan, but those went up her arms, uh-huh. and her arms were straight up, and there was nothing under her armpits
and
anymore.
She's a small girl, I'm guessing?
No, I mean, she was average, I guess.
Well, good job. You're a hero.
You know, I've always kind of thought so.
I'm not the one who should make you a fucking medal. You didn't save my life. If it was me, you would have dropped me.
Would you go parasailing with me?
Yeah, because apparently you got good reaction time. And I'm not known for making great decisions. That'll be the 100th episode of I Never Want to Be Young Again. We'll
the go. Parasailing anniversary.
I'll probably fucking try to figure out a way to make that work if I actually do 100 episodes. You know what my goal is? My unofficial goal for this podcast
is? No, how many episodes?
More than 10.
Really?
I feel like by 10, I'll know how it's going.
Easy.
Right? If I can plug away 10, but I give up on this shit, then I did 10 episodes. You know, I gave it a good run.
Then this has already been 9 episodes longer than Michelle thought. No, this will be 10 episodes more.
You know what? I wouldn't mind telling that story. We're kind of running down on time. I'll quickly tell the story about. So I'm married and I've got a kid. I've got a domestic lifestyle. My wife puts up with a lot of shit from me because I'm a bit of a character, like I think I am. Thanks, Jeff. And when I started listening to podcasts, I remember the first time she caught me listening to a podcast. I was cleaning out my barbecue. I completely dismantled it. I'm wearing my headphones and she's trying to talk to me. I love my wireless headphones. Wear them all the time. And she comes up to me and she's like, hey, I'm trying to talk to you. I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm listening. She goes, is it really that loud? There were sound-canceling headphones. I go, well, put them on. She puts them on and it's an Italian guy talking about the three rebel wars through Greece. I'm listening to a history podcast. Now, she's used to me listening to punk rock that she doesn't like. She puts them on. She's like, what are you listening to? I'm like, it's a history podcast. She's like, what are they talking about? I go, Spartacus? You know, it's. And she's like, you're fucking weird. And she walks away. Flashback a year later, I've become obsessed about podcasts. I started talking about making my own. It was Joel. Joel pushed me over the edge. We were having drinks at Town Hall, and he goes,
he pushed me over the edge on that snowboard. No.
he's going to be brought up a lot in this podcast. I should mention that.
You had him on already, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did the episode. I gave him first episode because we were hanging out and we were talking about shit, and out of the blue, it must have related to what we're talking about. I don't remember. He goes, man, you should have your own podcast. And that's all I needed. That's all I needed. Yeah, you think? He's like, yeah, you totally could have your own podcast. I'm like, yeah, I totally could.
Yeah, you never.
I'm gonna
shut
go
up.
Do that.
You never shut up. You might as well do it into a mic.
I do it for a fucking living, man. Talking is my hobby, and I don't get enough of hearing my own voice. Actually, I hate hearing my own voice on recording, just like everybody else. But he said that, and that was my That was all I needed. I was like, okay, I'm going to go figure out how to do this. I thought I'd have it up in a week. It took me 2 months to figure out how to get this together, the equipment online. But this whole 2 months, I'm telling to Michelle, hey, Joel said I should make a podcast. She's like, oh, yeah, that'd be funny. And then I'm like, so I almost think I could pull off a podcast. I think I could get Jessica. Shout out to Jessica. We hope to have her on the podcast, but she was original host. And she's like, yeah. And then I'm talking about, and I talk a lot of shit. I really do. She's used to it. And then one day I come home with the mixer and the microphones. She's like, what's that? I'm like, well, I'm going to need this for the podcast. She goes, oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a microphones and a mixer. So I'm trying to figure it out. It's in our kitchen and it's taking up a shit ton of room. And she's just like, you can see she's thinking, I can't wait till this one goes away. Because I get a new hobby or a new interest every once in a while.
Yeah, I got to.
And I'm setting it up in the room, and we're even having like meeting. Like I've got Jess and Jeff coming over. We're playing with the equipment. Still, she's like, okay, this is going a little farther than I expect. We were laying in bed. I'm on the laptop. I'm like, hey, you want to check out my new website? And she goes, what? And she goes, oh my God, you're really going to do this, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, I've been talking about it for 2 months. She goes, she's like, oh, all of a sudden it came crashing on her. Like this was, I was actually going to pull through with it. And granted, this is the kind of shit I would talk about and never get around doing. The band I was going to start, still haven't started, although I haven't given up on that.
Well, we can have auditions on the podcast.
You know what? I don't have time. Fuck. I'm a dad. I work too much, and I'm decided to start a podcast in the time I don't have. But yeah, it was a really funny experience showing Michelle the website and realizing this was going to fabricate into a thing. Cool. So for the listeners, just so you know,
nope,
Jeff has
nope,
a.
No, I'm not.
Jeff has taken this opportunity nope. to check out his belly button
He's
to see what's going
on
with
himself.
That. He's lifted his shirt up, and Jeff isn't an unattractive man, but he looks better with his shirt on, I would say. What's going on in your belly button there, Jeff?
Man, my belly button is such an innie.
Live from Jeff's belly button.
It is such an innie. Like, I can't even see the end of it. That's not a joke. I can't see the end of it because it's so small and I can't stretch it out with my fingers big enough.
You know what? I'm going to end on that.
Sounds legit.
Yeah. So thanks, everybody, for listening into the podcast this week. Dan, thanks for coming. You did a great job.
Hey,
we enjoyed the stories.
Coming, thanks for having me.
Isn't this
blast.
Fun?
It's
isn't this something to do? You know, what else were you going to do tonight?
Drink my own beer.
Well, yeah, that's not free beer, just so you know. Thank you for coming. We would really like to everybody to go into our Facebook account, I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast, review, share us, Gmail, send us mail at I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. No, I Never Want to Be Young Again @gmail.com and our website, I Never Want to Be Young Again.com. I'm Trevor T. This is Geoff.
Hello.
All right, have yourself a great night. It's goodbye. Cause I'm Mr. McFeely with a speedy delivery. You think I was a ditch away, this chick was digging me. But maybe I should check and see if this is where I wanna be. Hey Lupus, is she cute?
Yeah, for a pygmy.
Oh, what do you know? You're probably going home alone. And it wouldn't be the first time. I fucking love this song, by the way.
Bloodhound Gang?
Bloodhound Gang, yeah. Proud sponsor of the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast.
In fact, I know I can. It's
Menage a Trois. Me and you and a Heineken. Cause you're pretty when I'm drunk.
You're pretty when I'm drunk.
You're pretty when I'm drunk.
You're pretty.
Hey, I Never Want to Be Young Again fans. Next week, we're going to try to get Denzel Washington to be our guest. If anybody knows how to get a hold of Denzel Washington, help us out. See you next week.